I am instructed to say. 1901. I am instructed to say that God calls for greater purification and sanctification in His sanitariums. Those connected with the Lord's work are to reach a far higher standard. All superficiality is to be put away. All cheap pretense of serving God is to cease. His institutions are established to glorify His name. He is to be recognized in them. He is to be made the first and last and best in everything. Then the truths which have been given us for this time will stand out before the world with convincing power. Those who come to our sanitariums should find an influence which creates in them a desire to know Jesus. Then they will obtain not only relief from bodily suffering, but will find a balm for the sin-sick soul. One precious soul saved in the kingdom of God is worth more than silver or gold. Satan and his agents will do all they can to hinder the work that God desires to have done in the sanitarium. They know the great good that would be accomplished if each worker were a channel through which the Lord could reach poor, suffering humanity. Often difficulties and perplexities and heavy burdens will be the lot of those who labor in God's institutions. It is a solemn and important work, and Satan will bring all his power against it. But God's blessing will rest on his sanitariums when each worker connected with them looks at his work from a high religious standpoint. Physicians should work together harmoniously, disinterestedly, and zealously for the good of those who are perishing around us, ever keeping prominent that the great object to be attained is perfection and the spirit of holiness, which cannot be attained with diseased minds and bodies. Sin is the cause of disease and suffering, and a true physician will seek to remove this cause by pointing the soul to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1, verse 29. The physicians and managers should be upright, trustworthy men. The matron, while kind, should be as firm as a rock to principle. Every helper should act as if he were a part of the firm, for God counts him as such. None are to think that they are to work only a certain number of hours each day. When emergencies arise and extra help is needed, they should respond willingly and cheerfully. They should feel an intense interest in the success of the institution with which they are connected. The one who holds the position as cook has a most responsible place. He should be trained to habits of economy and should realize that no food is to be wasted. Christ said, "Gather up the fragments, that nothing be lost." John 6, verse 12. Let those who are engaged in any department heed this instruction. Economy is to be learned by the educators and taught to the helpers, not only by precept, but by example. Self-denial is to be brought into the daily experience of each worker. Let them say to one another, "Come, we will put all earnestness into our labors, for the night is at hand when no man can work." John 9, verse 4. Let no one lose minutes by talking when he should be working. There are times when he has no right to talk nor to stand still. Make not others idle by tempting them to listen to your conversation. Not only is your own time lost, but that of others is wasted when you spend in chatting the time you should spend doing your work. The word of inspiration tells us that we are to be not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, verse 11. Then let all take hold of the work in earnest. If helpers have not learned the science of being quick, doing their work with dispatch, let them begin at once to train themselves in this line, or consent that their wages be proportioned to the amount of work done. Every day, each one should become more and more efficient, more all-round and helpful. All can individually help themselves to reach a higher and still higher standard as the Lord's helping hand. Let those who are naturally slow train themselves day by day to do their work more quickly and at the same time more carefully. Ask the Lord to help you to be able to learn the science of being quick. The present is our time for earnest labor. Let those who work for the Lord, in whatever department it may be, put all diligence into their efforts. Pray for grace to overcome shiftlessness in temporal and spiritual matters. Rise above indolence. We will be led to work faithfully when we have faith in God and a genuine love for souls. Be determined to be just what the Lord desires you to be. Put your heart and soul into your work. We are to love God with all our heart, mind, and strength. The efforts we put forth to advance His cause will show our love. Every worker should be willing to put in faithful time. All should be producers as well as consumers, becoming able to take hold of the work in various places, if called from one department to another. Seek to become efficient in every line of the work. Those who are earnest and faithful may receive knowledge and understanding from God, and can gain tact and ingenuity because they are willing to learn and to do.